हरे कृष्णा। स्पिरिचुअल प्रोग्रेस इज नॉट ऑल और नथिंग, मटीरियल प्रोग्रेस इज ऑल फॉर नथिंग। ऑल और नथिंग रेफर्स टू सिचुएशंस व्हेन द विनर गेट्स एवरीथिंग एंड द लूजर गेट्स नथिंग। से फॉर एग्जांपल स्पोर्ट्स, समटाइम्स स्पोर्ट्स ऑफर कंपेयर टू वॉर। इट्स ए स्पोर्ट्स में वॉर विदाउट द शूटिंग, that may be so to some extent, but in the war, but in the sports match, see, if the winner gets a huge prize, the runners up also get some prize, and all players who participate also get some prizes. But say if it's a war, then a war is basically, it's almost like an all or nothing affair, that the winner gets everything and often the losers are slaughtered, they're enslaved, they're destroyed. So now, many times we may use the metaphor of a war in spiritual life. We talk about how we have to fight against our senses, against our mind, against the temptations of the world. That metaphor is used to invoke a spirit of fighting within us, to kindle our determination as is required whenever we face any hostile forces. But unlike in a war where the winner takes all and the loser gets nothing, actually, in the war against temptation, even if we lose, we don't lose our spiritual consciousness. The spiritualization of our consciousness that we have done, that always stays with us. To some extent, it may not be manifest. It may get covered over by certain impressions, but that is there. And once those impressions, covering up impressions are removed, then it just manifests very quickly again. So, a spiritual life, spiritual progress is not all for nothing. It is not all or nothing. It is not digital, it is analog. Now, every day that we are practicing bhakti, we are moving towards Krishna. And Krishna assures us in the Bhagavad Gita in 2.40 when he says, Neha bhikramana shosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Says that neha abhikramana shosti, in this path there is no destruction, pratyavayo na vidyate, and even there is no destruction and there is no diminution also. What we are required stays with us, it doesn't decrease nor does it get destroyed. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya, even a little practice of dharma, what happens by that? Trayate mahato bhayat, it can free us from great danger. So in contrast, so this is the, whatever Krishna consciousness we have acquired, whatever attraction towards transcendence that we have acquired in this life, it will carry on in the next life. Even if we are overpowered by the forces of temptation and we return to materialistic life in this life or even in the future life, but eventually the spiritual assets that we have got, they will surface and they will be there with us once we again start turning towards transcendence. In contrast with this enduring nature of the spiritual that we acquire, what is the nature of the material? It is not all or nothing. In fact, it is all for nothing. In material life, a winner, a person who say wins a war, they get everything. The loser gets nothing. But actually, even the winner gets nothing. Ultimately, how long is the winner going to keep the things? Mrityu sarva harashchaham. In the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that time I am the stealer of everything. So material life is basically all for nothing. No matter how hard we work, no matter how much we acquire, everything will be lost. So temporarily it may appear that I am a winner and I have so much and that person has got nothing. Or we may feel, oh, that person has got so much, I have got nothing. But ultimately at the material level, nothing will stay with us. And that's why the wise person recognizes that there is no reason to endeavor for material progress in a disproportionate way. And there is no reason to be disheartened while endeavoring for spiritual progress. Thank you. Hare Krishna.